Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from this powerful scripture from Mark chapter 9, verse 23. And these are the words of Jesus. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, one day a distraught father came to Jesus and said, "My son, frequently he falls into the fire and the water. I brought him to your disciples, and they were not able to cure him." Matthew chapter 17 verses 15 to 16 records that. Now notice, he never once said, "Maybe my son inherited this problem from me, or perhaps if I had raised him differently." No, he dumped the responsibility onto the disciples of Jesus, who were themselves in training. Whenever we are in trouble, generally what happens is we like to blame the pastor, the church, our spouse, maybe our bosses, our family, our looks, our social status, or find some other excuse. We are unable or unwilling to admit that we stuck our own hand in the fire or almost drowned by jumping in head first when we couldn't swim. After Jesus healed the boy, the disciples asked him, "Why can't we do the things you do?" Right? If you see in Matthew chapter 17 verse 19, they are asking a question. That is like asking, "Why isn't my situation changing?" When we haven't brought the problem to God, prayed about it, and trusted in his transformative power, Jesus replied, "Because your faith is too small. Your faith is little," in Matthew 17:20. Sometimes you need the kind of faith that makes you seem a little weird, the kind that does not need other people's approval and does not care whether or not you fit in. That's the kind of faith that made Noah say, what did he say? "Even though there has never been rain and nobody in my generation believes, I am still going to do what God said." As a result, he came out on top. Hallelujah. Paul writes in Ephesians 6:13, "Having done all, stand." Stand on what? Stand on what God has told you in his word, because ultimately it's the thing that will always work. My dear brothers and sisters, that's what the Lord is calling us. Keep standing firm on your faith. Keep standing firm on the call of God upon your life, and keep doing the things that the Lord has called you. All things are possible to him who believes. It's a present continuous tense. You believed yesterday, you are believing today, and you'll continue to believe tomorrow, and you will continue to press on in doing what God has called you to do and to bless his holy name. So let nothing come between you, your God, and your church. You'll build the church, you'll build your faith, you will serve the house of God, you'll continue doing mighty works for the glory of the name of Christ and saving souls for the name of Jehovah. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Amen. Father, we want to say thank you for this time that you have given us, that we can ponder on your word, that we could, oh Father, understand the deep things that your word tells us. Lord, I pray, increase your faith in our hearts. Abba Father, I pray, remove every form of despair and discouragement and every form of, Lord, disillusionment from our hearts and from our minds. Lord God Almighty, remove any and every form of doubt and every form of fear in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you'll help us to overcome every challenge that we face in our mind and in our body. And Lord God Almighty, in our soul, O Father God, will be renewed by the power of your word and by the power of your spirit. And therefore, I pray that you will purge us and purify us and sanctify us, because we are your people. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Father, you will keep them from every evil. Lord, I pray that you will flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Lift them up, O Lord, because they are your children. And Abba, Father, you will lead them and guide them in paths of righteousness. Lord God Almighty, I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. Today, O Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, for by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and the glory and honor, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.